R.C. Enid.
We now interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this special presentation from Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports. It's time for Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball is brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Jansen GMC, Koontz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza, the Bank of Kremlin, Ladisaw Evans Funeral Home, Rick's Pharmacy, and the Bike Shop. Let's go down to the field with John Herrick.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you from David Allen Memorial Ballpark in downtown Enid. Feel like we just talked to you. We were here for the Connie Mack Regional Qualifier, which was June 14th through the 18th, featuring both the Enid Majors and the Enid Plainsmen baseball teams. Both of them were eliminated on Saturday. The Majors went 3-2 in that tournament, and then they played a doubleheader last night against the Woodward Travelers, falling in both of those games by a count of 9-0 and 6-4. They turn around today, and they will have a doubleheader at home here against the Oklahoma Expos, who carry in a record of 18-5. On the summer. I'm John Herrick. Brady Kokajohn with me up in the booth. Jance Davis is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. And, you know, Brady, let's first talk about the qualifier performance for the majors. Tough competition they faced all the way throughout and ended up beating the batter's box gray 3-2 over at NOC Enid to get further in the tournament, and then lost a heartbreaker to the batter's box blue team 2-0 to end their qualifier. But still, went 3-2 in that tournament, played pretty well against some pretty good competition.
Yeah, it's really good to see all this competition early to get prepared for the future. This Expo team they're about to play today is a very good ball club, John.
And they ended up winning the Connie Mack Regional Qualifier in thrilling fashion. They beat, they won that 5-4 on Sunday in a game that went 12 innings. And, you know, this team just continues to roll right now. They are 18-5. They've got one young man by the name of Dan Pruitt, who is headed to the University of Oklahoma next year to be a Sooner, and he is just one of many talented young kids that they've got from around the Edmond, Oklahoma City area.
Yeah, John, and he's their five-hole. That's what's caught my eye right off the bat. So their 3-4-hole, I'm eager to see today.
Yeah, the guys that are batting third and fourth in their lineup are Landon Lord and Drew White, so that'll be interesting to see how those guys do ahead of Dan Pruitt. So many guys there that are very talented for the Expos, and they clearly show that. One thing to keep note of, though, for the Enid Majors, in that doubleheader loss last night to Woodward, they did not have a lot of guys. Here's who was missing from last night's doubleheader for the Majors against Woodward. They didn't have Marcus Hampton, no Matt Connerly, no Seth Graves, no E.J. Taylor, no Zach Goodwin, no Gage Gaunt, no Colton Troxell, no Aaron Strammel, and no Jarrett Sweeney. So that is telling right there. I mean, the fact that the Majors were very competitive in the first game, 6-4, lost the second game in a run rule, 9-0, but still, you miss all of those guys, and you still play the way you did in the first game and almost pull off a win. It's pretty impressive against a Woodward team that's now 27-7.
Yeah, it's got to give you a lot of confidence when you're 1, 3, 4, and possibly 5 holes missing in that game, and you're playing with a great team like Woodward. Gives you a lot of confidence for the future when you got everyone with you.
Especially since they may most likely see Woodward again in the Connie Mack State Tournament later in the month of July. We'll give you the starting lineups next for the Expos and the Majors when we come back in just a moment. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid stay. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Garriott in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
I'm John Bowers, and for 80 years now, Messer Bowers Insurance has been helping families and business owners by tailoring the right insurance products to fit the individual needs of each policyholder and providing the service to back it up. In that time, we've worked with thousands of business owners to set up insurance programs that help make them grow and prosper. The right insurance program really is an important part of any business. If you're a business owner or if you're thinking of starting a new business, put our experience to work for you. Messer Bowers Insurance, 80 years strong, 233-1442.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we will relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
Back here at David Allen Memorial Ballpark, getting you set for a doubleheader tonight as the Enid Majors get ready to face the Oklahoma Expos here on what is a hot, toasty day in downtown Enid. Temperature right now 93 degrees, a bit of a wind blowing in from the right field line. And here are your starting lineups. First for the Oklahoma Expos, they'll lead off with Alex Peterson, the center fielder. Batting second is Jace Fixico, the shortstop. Third is Landon Lord over at third base. Fourth is Drew White, the catcher. Fifth is Dan Pruitt at first base. Sixth is John Cups, the designated hitter. Seventh is Britt Brown in right field. Eighth is Jacob Brooks, the left fielder. John Harder Jr. at second base. And the pitcher for the Oklahoma Expos here in game one is Taylen Phillips, as he will take the mound. The head coach for the Expos is Danny Brazaban. He is assisted by Kaylor Pearson and Roberto Santana. For the Enid Majors, they'll lead off with Seth Graves in left field. Batting second is Ben Marino, the center fielder. Third is Matt Connerly over at third base. Fourth is E.J. Taylor at first base. Fifth is Garrett Dehas, the designated hitter. Lakin Young bats sixth in the order, and he's the shortstop. Seventh is Logan Rutledge, the catcher. Eighth is Zach Goodwin, the second baseman. Ninth is Isaac Hempfling, a guy we haven't seen a lot of in the batting order in the starting lineup as of late, so he'll get an opportunity this evening, at least in game one, against the Expos. And pitching today for the Enid Majors is a man by the name of Matt Hopkins, who is brand new to the roster. So a guy that Majors coach Chris Jensen just picked up recently, and he graduated from Kingfisher High School. He'll be going to Hutchinson Community College in Kansas next year, so he'll be pitching for the Enid Majors. So a new acquisition for them after picking up Aaron Strammel, the Oklahoma State commit, for last week's Connie Mack Regional Qualifier. Those two guys will be on the team for the rest of the summer, so a great addition there for the Enid Majors. We're going to pause for the national anthem and then have first pitch for game one when we come back in just a moment. You are listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid's day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
Dependability and dedication, that's what makes Messer Bowers Insurance the only call you need to make for your business insurance. At Messer Bowers, we understand that the success of your business can depend on the right commercial insurance program, one that covers your exposures to crippling losses and certifies to your customers that you have the right insurance coverages to work for them. Thousands of contractors have depended on Messer Bowers Insurance to make sure they can do their job and not worry about insurance for over 50 years. Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
Have you seen Bob and Janice yet?
The Bickersons? We'll hear them before we see them. I wonder what they'll argue about tonight.
Oh, there they are.
Are they smiling?
Hi, ladies. Janice, dear, can I take your coat?
Oh, thank you, handsome.
You two are acting like newlyweds.
I know.
What's your secret? A book? Therapy? Electroshock?
We are in therapy. every night in our backyard.
Your backyard?
In our new hot spring spa, yeah. Stress and tension melt away. And it's a great place for Bob and I to talk and reconnect. Just the two of us.
Wow, you two will be the talk of the party.
I doubt it. We don't plan on staying long.
Marriage counselor? Liquid therapy? Private rendezvous? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
Do you need money fast? Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483.
On the baseball field, it's important to be able to count on your teammates. Looking for a teammate you can bank on? You've found one at the Bank of Kremlin. They'll offer you a wide variety of services, including loans, CDs, and always great customer service. They are the team that offers more at the Kremlin, North Enid, Goltree, and Drummond branches, and at 430 South Oakwood. The Bank of Kremlin, banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
1390 KCRC.
Well, as we get ready for first pitch, the Enid Majors, the home team, obviously, for both of these games. And, of course, we have to mention that now because of the Connie Mack qualifier last week. Home teams were determined by a coin toss, just in order of fairness. But since this is technically a home doubleheader for the Majors, they get to be the home game for both of these doubleheaders tonight, for both these games tonight. Interesting moment before the game. It looked like for the Oklahoma Expos, Cordy Busby from Moore High School, who's on the Expos roster. I don't know if he was standing on the line too much or he paid the home plate umpire some lip service, but the two of them were kind of talking to each other, and it didn't look exactly friendly. And then head coach Danny Brazaban for the Expos went out there to have a word with the umpire, just say, hey, I don't know what my player did, but I don't think he meant any offense. Everybody was out there on the line, lined up for the national anthem, just like they always do. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever it is, that home plate umpire seemed to get mad about something. But we're ready to go. The leadoff man for the Expos is Alex Peterson in center field. That's where he's playing tonight. And he bats right-handed against the right-handed Matt Hopkins. So Hopkins making his pitching debut for the Enid Majors. Pitch on the way from Hopkins is a fastball high, ball one. But it was a quick one. 87 miles an hour is what that clocked in on the radar gun. His second pitch brings that one down and hits the strike zone. 1-1. Majors defense, you got Seth Graves in left field, Ben Marino in center, Isaac Hempfling is your right fielder, E.J. Taylor on first, Zach Goodman at second, the 1-1, tapped foul over to the Expos dugout, 1-2. Lakin Young is your shortstop, Matt Connerly at third, Logan Rutledge is the catcher, taking the pitches from Matt Hopkins, who just graduated from Kingfisher High School and will be headed to Hutchinson Community College in Kansas next year. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball sails high into the wall, 2-2. Expos wearing red shirts with green pants, have their name and number on them. And I think they're also wearing, looks like, red and white hats. Majors wearing their home whites tonight, 2-2, up and in, 3-2. Blue numbers and letters, white pants, blue hats with the white E across the front. So Alex Peterson has the count full to him here. Can he draw a leadoff walk? Yes, he will. 83-mile-an-hour fastball just a tad high to Alex Peterson. So right away, the Expos have a man on base to lead off the ball game. Jace Fixico, the shortstop, comes up next. He's a left-hander. Jace just graduated from Binger High School this year. For the Expos, he typically plays either shortstop or second base. In this game, he's playing shortstop. Pitch on its way to him, in there for a strike, 0-1. And on a day like this, Brady, where it's this hot, how much hotter did it feel on the field when you played in conditions like this?
Oh, especially on the turf, you got to add 10 to 15
degrees.
Degrees, yeah. Really? You really do. and the wind's not blowing, you really don't get much of a breeze down on the field, John.
You probably don't. No, and it's, but you definitely feel it coming into the ballpark. 0-1 pitch on its way in there for a strike, 0-2. Those are back-to-back 83-mile-an-hour fastballs from Matt Hopkins, who already has to deal with Alex Peterson on first base. We're just underway between the Enid Majors and the Oklahoma Expos. 0-2, and that's a line drive over to third. Diving after it, Connerly, and he won't get there, but he made a good effort. Reached out, almost caught it in foul territory, and looked like it was a hit and run. Peterson was taken off to go to second. Connerly could have caught that ball. He might have been able to stand up and throw to first and possibly double off Peterson. And right after that, Hopkins quickly throws over there to check on Peterson, who gets back safely. Of course, that was a must-do for Hopkins. Had to do that after seeing the guy try a hit and run. 0-2, dribbled over to third. This time he gets it in fair territory, and it's clearly a base hit right where the hole was between Lake and Young and Matt Connerly. So the Expos have runners on first and second to begin the game here in the top of the first, with Landon Lord coming up to the dish.
This 3-4 hole, John, really looking forward to see them, because the 5 hole behind them is Division I OU.
Yep, and Dan Pruitt. So, but the Expos are, boy, they're deep. Deep. A lot of guys from Moore, Edmond, Putnam City, guys, places like that. Pitch from Hopkins is wild. It goes over Rutledge's head into the wall. So a wild pitch moves the runners up a base. So now the Expos have runners on second and third very early on here with nobody out. Just underway in the top of the first of a scoreless game.
And John, he hasn't thrown one off-speed pitch yet. All fastballs, the first 11 pitches, all fastballs.
Logan Rutledge, his catcher, goes out to have a word with him. Maybe that's what he wanted to talk to him about, maybe possibly trying to mix these pitches up a little bit. And the count is 1-0 to Landon Lord. The conversation between pitcher and catcher has ended. The 1-0 pitch, fastball there, goes to the outer half for a strike, 1-1. Nicely thrown there by Matt Hopkins, who was in an early jam, with the Expos having runners on second and third here and nobody out, top of one. 1-1 offering. There's an off-speed pitch, but it misses down and away, 2-1, 69 miles an hour. Hopkins sets and delivers. Line drive shot out onto the street, foul, 2-2. A couple of majors players head on out of the dugout, get to go after that foul ball. Hopkins sets, looks back at second, and at third in the pitch. Breaking ball again. This one is hit over to short. Lake and Young is there, throws to third, and they tag him out. Nice job there between Young and Connerly. That is a 6-5 fielder's choice grounded into by Landon Lord that tags out Jace Fixico. However, Alex Peterson comes home from third to score, and it's a 1-0 lead for the Oklahoma Expos.
It's not a very good base running move there with no outs. You got to see the ball behind you before you go is the rule.
And a smart play by Lake and Young, knowing I can't get the guy at third at home, but I can definitely get the guy at third. Fastball here from Hopkins to Drew White in for a strike, 0-1.
Oh, yeah, Lake and Young made the right play there. I mean, it was a tough play to go to first on that.
Yep. 0-1. Outside, ball one. And Young just fell down. As he was going back into his position at shortstop, he fell down. The 1-1 pitch, lined out of play, foul 1-2. Of course, luckily he was able to get back up before that pitch was thrown by Hopkins. So the Expos on the board first, 1-0 in the top of the first with one out. The 1-2 pitch, fastball driven down the right field line, and that will get foul as well. Nice battle being put on here by Drew White, the catcher, who just graduated from Moore High School. Really the only thing that the coaching staff for the Expos told me is the 1-2 is down and away, and the runner from first will take second. Landon Lord was going to be safe no matter what. Logan Rutledge, the catcher, just decided, I'm just going to let him have second. And they really told me, they got a few guys going to NOC Tonkawa. I think they know. I know they got one guy going to Seminole, another guy going to Connor State. A lot of colleges that people who follow NOC Enid are used to seeing. The 2-2, boy, I don't know what was wrong with that pitch. That looked pretty good. But instead, it's ball three. Right away, we're seeing Hopkins in an early jam. 3-2. That was down the heart of the plate, swung on and belted into right by Drew White. It'll land in front of Isaac Hempfling. He picks it up and throws it back into Taylor. Throw home just a little bit wide, and that will allow Landon Lord to come on in to score. Not good play by Hempfling, and if the throw was maybe just a little bit more on target from E.J. Taylor, we're talking about something different there. But instead, it's an RBI single for Drew White, so RBIs in this inning for Drew White and Landon Lord. And we've got a new runner at first base. Dominic Trevino is going to run at first. He'll courtesy run for Drew White, the catcher. So a 2-0 lead now for the Expos over the majors. The pitch, down and away, ball one. But this is what's interesting about the Expos, Brady. I don't feel like they've done anything flashy in this inning, but they just do the fundamentals well, aside from that one base running mistake.
Yeah, they just work the count, run the base as well as we've seen. They've already stole two bases.
Yeah.
And get good leads, working the pitcher, letting the pitcher know we're at first and we're trying to take second.
Yep. Hopkins threw over to first at Drew White's. Courtesy runner Trevino. Now Trevino's going to go. Hit and run on, and it's skied out of play. Foul from Dan Pruitt. Count is 1-1 to him, the OU commit. I believe he got ejected in Sunday's qualifier in the championship game. So that was against the Catalyst Cardinals. That team was pretty good. 1-1, breaking ball, chopped in front of home plate. I guess it went foul. Yep, they're going to say it bounced foul. 1-2. Every customer at Rick's Pharmacy receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile. At 811 West Randolph in Enid, Rick's Pharmacy, proud to support the Enid Majors this summer. Train coming from behind the railroad tracks. Majors ahead, 2-0. Excuse me, Expos ahead of the majors, 2-0 here in the top of the first. 1-2. Tried to go for the strikeout and missed down low. 2-2 to Dan Pruitt. And already, boy, Matt Hopkins just threw his 26th pitch. It's been a long first inning for him. Here's the 2-2, chopped over to first. E.J. Taylor is there to grab it. Realizes he only has one play and it's at first base. He'll step there and retire Pruitt. Drew White goes to second. John Cupps is the next guy up, batting sixth in the order. He also is a Moore High School graduate and a lefty facing the right-handed Hopkins. The pitch bounces in low, 1-0. So majors will have Seth Graves, Ben Marino, and Matt Connerly leading off the bottom of the first next. 1-0. Curve ball, low and inside, 2-0.
Even though he buried that, John, I still like him coming back with a curve ball like that, mixing it up more. I think that's his problem right now, is trying to mix it up more.
Hopkins looks back at second. And the pitch. Down the heart of the plate that time. 2-1. Probably still not done hearing that train, by the way. It's slowly making its way on the railroad tracks behind the ballpark. 2-1. Smacked over towards second base. And Zach Goodwin can't get there. Rounding third and scoring will be Drew White. And it is 3-0, the Oklahoma Expos. And that'll be an error against Zach Goodwin. He had it right there, and he had to move a little bit over to his left to get it, but probably one he should have had, so he'll be charged with an error. Britt Brown is next. Fastball to him, a strike, 0-1. And that will go down as an unearned run against Matt Hopkins, because that, had Goodwin handled that ground ball, would have been the end of the inning. But instead, we continue here. Top of the first with two outs. The 0-1 lifted out of play. It'll hit the roof and bounce out on to Grand Avenue. No balls, two strikes. So the Expos already ahead here, 3-0 over the Enid Majors. Expos, we knew they were good, and they are coming in showing exactly why. The 0-2, low and outside, ball one.
Hopkins got to be exhausted, especially 98 degrees outside.
Yeah, the stud
ball. Probably 110 on the field surface there.
1-2, low and bounced in the turf away from the catcher Rutledge, but he was able to go back and get it before Cups was able to take off from first and think about going to second. So Dom Trevino, the courtesy runner, gets to come on in and score after Drew White singles. Here's the 2-2. 3-2. That train is long. Got a lot of moving parts to it. 3-2, runner goes, and it bounces in for ball four. Expos just have such patience at the plate. They are showing that right away. By the way, that error on Goodwin was his fourth of the summer. And Majors coach Chris Jensen very concerned here. He's going to come on out and have a word with his entire infield and Matt Hopkins. 3-0. Oklahoma Expos have the lead over the Enid Majors with two outs, and they have runners on first and second. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Kuntz Roofing. Turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction. Serving Oklahoma and Southern Kansas for over 35 years. Call 580-541-3155 for Kuntz Roofing today. What do you think this conversation's on the mound about, Brady?
I just got to settle him down. You know, I'll probably just give him more of a, not a water break, because Chris didn't bring him out any water, but just tell him to calm down. It's really hot out there. Just catch your breath more than anything and narrow the damage more than anything, because Enid Majors got to come up firing in the bottom of the first inning to stay in this ball game with these Expos.
That's true, and they suffered a shutout last night to Woodward, although they were massively undermanned in that game. Fastball strike to the next man, Jacob Brooks, who's playing left field and batting eighth in the order. So we've nearly seen the entire Oklahoma Expo order come up here in the top of the first. 0-1. Ripped and missed, 0-2. Let's see if that pep talk from Jensen can get Matt Hopkins out of this inning.
Sure seems like he's let go of those fastballs real nice lately.
0-2 and froze him looking. So how about that? The conversation from Chris Jensen on the mound pays dividends. And three pitches from Hopkins to Brooks, all three of them strikes. And that ends the top of the first inning. But the Expos get three runs on two hits with an error. They do leave two men on base. It's 3-0. The Oklahoma Expos lead the Enid Majors through a half inning. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRZ.
Well, the Enid Majors trailing early against the Oklahoma Expos 3-0. The Expos got three runs on two hits. An RBI from Landon Lord and Drew White made it 3-0. And the Majors find themselves in an early hole, having to come back. Their lineup again, Seth Graves will lead off. Then it's followed by Ben Marino, Matt Connerly in third. Then it's E.J. Taylor, Garrett Dehas, Lakin Young, Logan Rutledge, Zach Goodwin, and Isaac Hempfling The Majors batting lineup from top to bottom. The Bike Shop is Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Micah and the crew at the Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Independence and Randolph in downtown Enid. Tell Micah you heard this ad and you will get 10% off your Oakley purchase at the Bike Shop. Seth Graves this year, the team leader for the majors in so many categories, at bats with 37, hits with 13. He's batting 351. Lefty sees that one come in for a strike from the right-handed starter on the mound for the Oklahoma Expos. That's Taylen Phillips. 0-1. Graves goes after it and hacks it foul. 0-2. Phillips just graduated from Shawnee High School. He sets, winds, and delivers. Graves again hacks it out of there. 0-2, the count remains. That was an 83-mile-an-hour fastball. Knocked over to second. There is John Harder Jr., the second baseman, to throw out Graves. One up, one down. Jacob Brooks is the left fielder for the Expos. Alex Peterson is in center. Britt Brown is the right fielder. Landon Lord is on third. Jace Fixico, the shortstop. John Harder Jr. at second. Dan Pruitt, the Oklahoma commit, is on first. Drew White, the catcher. Taylen Phillips is the pitcher. Ben Marino, graduate of Hennessy High School, stepping on in. Lefty swings at the first pitch and drives it into center. Thought it might be shallow enough to drop, but it is not, as Alex Peterson charges up and catches it for the second out. Now it's up to Matt Connerly to keep the bottom of the first going. An average of 314 for him this summer. Six runs driven in. He does have seven walks and has scored seven runs. He'll be going into his sophomore season at NOC Enid, and the pitch to him. Misses outside, ball one. 3-0 is the lead for the Oklahoma Expos. Two outs in the bottom of the first. Connerly trying to stay alive to see if the majors can get E.J. Taylor up. He's in the on-deck circle, the 1-0. Low and outside, ball two. Three runs on two hits for the Expos. They were helped out by an error in the top of the inning with Zach Goodwin, the 2-0. In for a strike at the knees, 2-1. Bit of a light crowd on hand here. A lot of the family members of these majors players sitting behind the first base dugout in the shade. The 2-1, skied into deep center. He makes good contact on that ball, but just a few steps away from the warning track. Alex Peterson is there to catch it for out number three. Majors go three up, three down in that bottom of the first, and it's the Oklahoma Expos leading by three after one, 3-0. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn & Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn & Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn & Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
John Bowers here from Master Bowers Insurance. Say you bought a new suit. You paid a lot, but it didn't fit right. So you take it to a tailor and he says, I'll use the best material and make it fit you like a glove. But when it's done, it's going to cost you less. Sounds absurd, yet that's what we do every day for our personal and commercial clients at Master Bowers Insurance. Why don't you check out how we can make your house, car, or business insurance fit you better and cost less? Master Bowers, making sense of insurance since 1926.
233-1442. 1390 KCRC.
A 3-0 lead early for the Oklahoma Expos through one inning of play. And the majors go down in order 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. Expos will try to build on their lead with batters 9-1 and 2 in their order coming up. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They've got it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need at 5601 West Garriott Road in Enid. First look at John Harder Jr. for the Expos. He sees ball one bounce into him from Matt Hopkins. An 84-mile-an-hour fastball. John Harder Jr. just graduated from Putnam City High School. 1-0 whistles behind home plate. 2-0. Mentioned there was the Expos have a guy on there, Brady, from Shawnee High School. That would be their starting pitcher, Taylen Phillips. And Shawnee just had a season where they just went 40-0.
Yeah.
Won the championship in Class 5A, and they've got all nine of their starters go in Division One.
Yeah,
you got to see them a lot, didn't you?
Yeah, I would go to a ball game.
2-0, bounced in play, over to third, charging is Connerly, but he's not going to be able to pick it up and throw to first base in time. It was not an easy play, and I don't really know that Connerly would have made it even if he fielded it cleanly. But it's going to be ruled an error. So we go back to the top of the order with Alex Peterson, who walked and then scored the first run of the game for the Expos. So two errors for the majors in this game off on defense. A foul off by Alex Peterson, 0-1.
Yeah, Shawnee had one of the top baseball programs in the nation, John. They were pretty exciting to watch.
Were they ranked, you know, around like what, second or third most of the time?
I know they were top five, top seven, I think. And I knew I played with a kid named Ryan Lujan. His first cousin was on the team, and he was a lefty committed to Kansas University.
Interesting. Yeah, they were something else. I mean, that team was. There's very few times in baseball where you know a team's going to win a championship, but you just knew everybody else was playing for second in Class 5A this year. 0-1. Goes way high and off the wall, back to the catcher Logan Rutledge, and on to second base goes John Harder Jr. on the wild pitch. So two wild pitches in the game already for major starter Matt Hopkins. The lead is 3-0 for the Oklahoma Expos, looking to add to it here. Peterson is trying to get back on base, and the pitch in for a ball too far inside, 2-1. One proud sponsor of the Enid Majors is Godfather's Pizza, voted the best pizza in Enid. Go visit them today, 2101 West Owen K. Garriott Road in Enid. That's Godfather's Pizza. The 2-1 slapped foul over towards third, and now the count is 2-2 to Alex Peterson. Hopkins gets back in, stares him down. He did have a strikeout to end the first, but also two walks. And the 2-2 lifted into right. Isaac Hempfling coming over there, catches, throws to third as the runner tags. Good throw from Isaac. He almost got John Harder Jr., but he ducked under it safely.
That was still a good bat by Alex Peterson.
Yeah.
6-7 pitches there. Man. These are some tough outs, John.
They are. They're not easy to come by, and this is what the Expos did to just about everybody in that Connie Mack qualifier last week. Pitch lined over to third. It's grabbed on a hop. Connerly, they're going to say he didn't catch the ball. I was going to say, I thought the ball bounced. Connerly's saying it didn't bounce and that he caught a line drive. The infield umpire saying, no, that ball bounced. Connerly went over to try to double off the runner at third, and Connerly's telling that umpire, yo, I caught the ball. But he's saying that the ball hit the ground. Brady, I think that ball hit the ground, don't you?
Yeah, I thought it one hopped the ground. Chris Jensen's going to have a word with the umpire, but
I don't blame him for trying, but
I mean, it was hit hard. It was
hard
to see. But the angle you and I got, I think, we had a little leverage over it.
Yeah, you could kind of see it bounce a little bit, so that's not an argument that Chris Jensen's going to win. I definitely thought that was a hit there. So, or at least the ball landed there, but I think it's just going to be ruled a field. It's just really a fielder's choice because since Connerly thought he caught it, he tried to go to third base to tag out the runner. So it's just a fielder's choice. Fixico goes to first, and now the Expos have runners on first and third with one out. Landon Lord, 0-1 to him as he fouls that pitch back to the screen. Expos already lead it 3-0 here in the top of the first. Top of the second with one out. 0-1 up high on that pitch, ball one. 83 miles an hour for Matt Hopkins. He's still throwing it hard, but he threw 40 pitches in the first inning. So his pitch count getting over 50 here. Throw to first, and back goes Chase Fixico. E.J. Taylor was not able to get a tag over there in time. Runners on the corners for the Expos, looking for their 19th win of the summer. The 1-1 sails high. Ball 2, 2-1. Majors will play the Expos here today. They'll have a doubleheader tonight. This is a doubleheader. Then they will have the day off tomorrow, the 2-1. That one blasted into right, coming on as Isaac Hempfling, and it bounces in front of him, and then he misplays it, and it rolls to the wall. One run is in for sure. So are two runs picked up by Hempfling. This might be him coming in to score. Landon Lord slips as he comes around third. He's still going to try to go home, and he will slide in and be called out. Matt Connerly threw to Logan Rutledge and got him. So that will be a single for Landon Lord, and then the rest of that was on an error. So he'll get credited, Lord will, for one RBI, since he would have scored harder. But then Fixico will come around to score on the E9 by Isaac Hempfling. So two errors in the inning. There's a line shot into right by Drew White. That's going to go into the gap, picked up there by Hempfling and thrown back into second. That's a double for Drew White. Man, this is not the start to the second inning that the majors wanted to have.
The first baseman, number 16.
No, not at all, John. He's kind of being a little wild, Hopkins is, and then when he does get it over the plate, the Expos are making him pay for it.
So, 5-0 now. Dan threw it up, and he pops this one up in foul territory right to Logan Rutledge, and that will end the top of the second. But the Expos get two runs on two hits in that inning. There were two errors for the majors as well. The Expos will strand one on second in Drew White, and through an inning and a half of play, the Oklahoma Expos leading the Enid Majors 5-0. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
Bottom of the second inning for the Enid Majors. They trail the Oklahoma Expos early 5-0, and E.J. Taylor will be the first man up, and he sees ball one thrown to him from Taylan Phillips. Majors went down in order in the bottom of the first. Expos scored 3 in the first and 2 in the top of the second. The 1-0 to Taylor. He smashes this to left. This could be trouble. Going back near the wall. Jacob Brooks trying to get it. That ball is high, it's hard, it's out of the yard for E.J. Taylor. Boy, what a shot that was over the left field wall by the Midwest City graduate. That is his first home run of the summer, the fifth for the majors. He came into this game hitting .357, and that jack will certainly help that.
Man, that ball was crushed, Sean.
You could tell Jacob Brooks knew he was in trouble because he was going back looking for that ball, not being able to get it. That puts the majors on the board. Now it's 5-1 Expos with Garrett Dehas next. And Dehas lays off the first pitch, which is high for ball one. Dehas hitting .316, and he got a chance to place for the majors last night against Wilbur with a lot of guys out. you know, with no Graves, with no Hampton. And Diaz, you know, already has been playing a lot, but with those guys out, much more was, you know, they were counting on him even more, and he went 2 for 5 combined in the doubleheader loss to Woodward. The 2-0, he smacks back to the net, foul, 2-1. But he's had a good summer for the majors, hitting .316, leads them in RBIs with 7. Second on the team in runs scored with 12. He gets jammed right here, though. Pops it up right to John Harter Jr. over at second base. And there's one man gone in the bottom of the second. 5-1 is the lead for the Expos, with Lake and Young up to the dish. Young hitting .208 this summer. One run driven in. He has 5 hits. He's 5 of 24. The pitch to him. Breaks in for a strike. He kind of turned away from it. I think he thought that was going to come way inside. The umpire didn't buy it. Lakin will be a junior at Pioneer High School next year. The 0-1 to him. Low and outside, ball one. I think we just saw, Brady, why E.J. Taylor's batting cleanup, by the way.
Yeah, he can spray the ball both sides of the field, though, is the, what I like about him.
1-1, knocked over to short. Tough play for Jace Fixico, off balance as he fields it and rifles to first to get Lakin Young. There's two down in the bottom of the second. Oklahoma Expos have a 5-1 advantage over the Enid Majors here in the bottom of the second with 2 outs, and the base is clear for Logan Rutledge. Rutledge, this summer, batting .200, pitched to him. Checked his swing, and it was ball one. He's able to hold up. That's good for Logan because his average at one point was down near .130, so good to see him get that back a little bit higher, .200. The 1-0 nails the outside corner, 1-1. Rutledge will be a junior at Kingfisher High School next year. Right-hander versus right-hander here between him and Phillips. Starting pitcher, 4. The Expos, the 1-1. He tried to hold up, and they say he did go around this time. 1-2. Phillips rocks and fires. Tries to get out of the inning, and he does. He gets Rutledge to chase and miss it. And through 2 innings of play, the Enid Majors trail the Oklahoma Expos 5-1, but they get one back there in the bottom of the second, courtesy of a solo home run from E.J. Taylor. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer. For only $79.95, Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today, 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team at Coldwell Banker will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
1390 KCRZ.
Well, E.J. Taylor comes up firing for the majors in the bottom of the first inning. He hits a solo home run and makes it 5-1 as the Oklahoma Expos beat the Oklahoma Expos give up their first run of the game to the Enid Majors thanks to a solo home run there by E.J. Taylor. And now Matt Hopkins will go back out there. He has given up 5 runs, but 3 of them have been earned. And the majors' defense has not helped things here early on. They also have committed 3 errors. Vladislaw Evans Funeral Home proud to support the Enid Majors. They've always had a vision to continue serving the Enid community with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid and the surrounding areas for over 40 years with compassionate service and dedication. Stop by and see them today at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid, or go to their website, VladislawEvans.com, to learn more. The left-handed John Cupps is up first for the Expos. Ball one. Thrown by Matt Hopkins just down and away on an 82-mile-an-hour fastball. 1 ball, no strikes. Majors trying to snap a 3-game losing skid. 1-0. Inside corner for a strike, 1-1. And trying to get back over 500. They are 10-10 right now. The Oklahoma Expos have been outstanding. They are 18-5. 1-1. Dribbled over towards short, and Lakin Young will not be able to get there. That's just a well-hit ball by John Cupps deep in the hole.
Yeah,
five hits in the game already for the Expos.
Took that 84-mile-an-hour fastball between the 6 and 5 hole. I mean, on the outside corner, just a good piece of hitting. You just tip your hat there.
Yep. Britt Brown is the next batter for the Expos. He walked and was stranded on first in the first. Hopkins begins this at bat by knocking home a strike there, 0-1. 83-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1 to Brown. Gets a piece of it, drives it into right center. It bounces in front of Ben Marino, who plays it wisely off the bounce, and there's runners on first and second. As Marino gets that ball into the relay man, Zach Goodwin.
Another good pitch, John, on the outside corner, and he takes it to right center. Out. You know, Hopkins, he's not having much confidence with his off speed. They're really laying back on the fastball.
Yep. Jacob Brooks, 0-for-1 in this game with a strikeout. The lone strikeout of the game for major starter Matt Hopkins. He shows bunt here and ends up seeing a strike thrown. 0-1. So in every inning so far, Matt Hopkins has had to deal with some sort of adversity from the Oklahoma Expos. And this inning is no different. The 0-1 up and away, ball one. 5-1 is the score for the Oklahoma Expos as they lead it. And they've got runners on first and second here with nobody out. Rip and a miss, their strike two. 1-2, the count. John Cupps, a small lead at second, wearing a blue helmet. Britt Brown at first, wearing a dark black helmet. And a rip and a miss by Jacob Brooks. He struck out twice to Matt Hopkins. And that leaves runners on first and second for the Expos with John Harter Jr. coming up. He's a right-hander against the right-handed Hopkins. Pitch on its way, and he lifts it into left, and it gets down in front of Seth Graves, who bobbles it for a second, but then is able to pick it back up and get it in quickly. So three hits in this inning for the Expos, all singles. And it brings us back all the way to the top of the order again with Alex Peterson, who is 0-for-1 in this game with a walk and a run scored.
This is really bothering me, John, how Matt Hopkins really has not even tried to establish his off speed. They're really jumping on that 83-mile-an-hour fastball.
He comes back again and misses it with it low and inside, ball one. Yeah, the Expos, very experienced guys, have played at a high level of baseball at the high school ranks, and you've got a lot of guys that are going to either play at the high junior college or, like Dan Pruitt, major college Division I at Oklahoma, the 1-0. Foul tips it into the glove of Rutledge, 1-1. So Dan Pruitt's going to get to work with a new baseball coach this year, too. Skip Johnson at Oklahoma, the 1-1. Dribbled up the middle. Lakin Young grabs it at short, flips to second. There's one on to first. There's two. So the majors are able to get out of that bases loaded jam with a 6-4-3 double play. So 5-1, the score stays. Advantage Oklahoma Expos with the majors coming up to the plate in the bottom of the third. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
Imagine, you're reading a book, there's a pretty decent buildup, and you turn the page anxious to see what's next. The end. Don't let your education be like that book that you just threw across the room. With convenient locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern Oklahoma College can be the next chapter in your life. Enrollment for the summer and fall semester is now open, so visit us at noc.edu to learn more. And remember, don't settle for an unfinished story. Turn your future into something epic with Northern Oklahoma College.
Northern Oklahoma College.
Swing and a miss, and the Kankakee Community College Cavaliers have won the World Series for the first time in school history.
Kankakee Cavaliers, you just won the national championship. Where are you guys going to go?
weeks ago, don't you know?
It was an honor to be teamed up with Chisholm Elite and the Kankakee Cavaliers for this year's World Series. Weeks ago, would like to thank everyone involved, from volunteers, sponsors, and everyone at David Allen who helped make Enid shine this past year.
1390 KCRC.
It is batters 8, 9, and 1 in the Enid Majors order, due up in the bottom of the third inning. They are behind. It's the Oklahoma Expos in the driver's seat leading the Enid Majors 5-1. And they almost made it worse in the top of the third. They had the bases loaded with one out, but the Majors get out of it with a 6-4-3 double play, helped turn by Lake and Young. Zach Goodwin is up first in this inning, and he hits the first pitch right to the third baseman, Landon Lord, who throws him out at first. Very quickly, one pitch, one out. Zach Goodwin, at the plate this summer, is now 5 of 33, hitting 156. Isaac Hempfling is next. We haven't seen him in a while. This will be just his 17th plate appearance of the summer, but he is 4 of 15, a batting average of 267, and he will be a senior next year at Cimarron High School. Winding is firing is Taylen Phillips, the Shawnee High School graduate, missing down and away for ball one. Expos got three in the first, two in the second. Came up empty in the top of the third, though. Majors trying to cut into the deficit here, the 1-0. Slow roller over to short. Chase Fixico makes another nice grab and toss to first to get Isaac Hempfling. Two up and two quickly down in the bottom of the third. Back to the top of the order with Seth Graves for the Enid Majors, who is 0-for-1 in this game with a ground out to second. The only hit of the game so far for the Majors has been a solo home run from E.J. Taylor, hit in the second inning. Pitch to Graves. Bounces it over to short. There's Fixico again, and he throws Graves out, and the inning is quickly over for the Enid Majors. So it's still 5-1 Oklahoma Expos. They lead by four, going to inning number four. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
Buying a new home or refinancing the home you have is easier when Security National Bank of Enid is on your side. Security National Bank offers full lending services to help you begin the dream of home ownership. It is best if you pre-qualify your loan. That way you know your buying power before you start looking. But we also know sometimes you spot the home you want before you know if you have the money. And that's okay too. SNB is here to help you through the steps with quick local decisions. Security National Bank of Enid, an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Welcome back to Hilarious Hashtags, brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment.
Store gave me a square air filter for my mower. Turns out mine uses a round one. Hashtag nothing like Jack's.
Tried to get a part for my edger from the store where I bought it. Guy tried to sell me a new one. Hashtag wish I would have went to Jack's.
Whether it's reliable service or buying the right mower for your yard, remember Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment. Come here first. You won't regret it. 1321 North Van Buren in Enid.
1390 KCRC.
Well, the Enid Majors have had to shift some things around here. The night is over for Matt Hopkins, the starting pitcher. And since he is out, Lake and Young is coming in to now be the new Majors pitcher. So here's what they've done to the defense. Lake and Young was playing shortstop, so now he comes from shortstop to pitch. Matt Connerly shifts over from third base to short, and Garrett Dehas, who came in as the game's designated hitter, is now playing at third base as the Majors go with those changes there. Jace Fixico starts off the bottom, the top of the fourth for the Expos. Fixico 1-for-2 with a run scored. He singled in the first and got on by way of a fielder's choice in the second. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by the Bank of Kremlin. They have five locations to serve you in Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goldtree, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know, that's the Bank of Kremlin. Proud to support the Enid Majors. Member FDIC. Left-handed Fixico against the right-handed Lake and Young, and Young throws ball one outside. Get you the pitching numbers on Lake and Young here. He'll be making his sixth appearance at 2.71 ERA, 1-0, dribbled over to short. Connerly dives and gets it, throws to first, and it goes wide into the Majors dugout. E.J. Taylor couldn't have been able to make a play, and on to second base goes Jace Fixico. So the majors have just really hurt themselves with these mistakes. That is their fourth error of the game already. 2.71 ERA for Lakin. And also he does have four strikeouts, four walks. 1-0. First pitch on its way, rather, to Landon Lord down and away for ball one. Now it's 1-0. Lord's 1-for-2 in this game. A run scored. He also has two driven in, and the Expos lead it 5-1 over the Enid Majors. Just began the fourth inning. 1-0. Knocked to Garrett Dehas at third, and he will throw to first and get Landon Lord. Dehas was waiting for the guy at second and possibly said, oh, come on over. Come on over to third. Let's see you try that. And then threw to first base. One down. Drew White has had a good game, and he's the next Expos batter. 2-for-2 with a run scored, and he also has one driven in. Breaking ball from Young, and it just hit White in the elbow. Runners on first and second. The Expos have had a base runner on in every inning so far. They have seven hits to the majors, one. And we are going to have another courtesy runner. It is Dom Trevino, the same one we saw run for White in the first. He runs here again for White in the fourth. And Dan Pruitt, the OU commit, up to bat. Sees ball one come up to him. One ball, no strikes. Majors coach Chris Jensen was talking to Dan Pruitt, who was over at first base playing there in between the top of the third and the bottom of the third, the 1-0 pitch. Inside, ball two, 2-0.
Dan Pruitt's a big kid, John.
He is. That's one thing that I'm sure grabbed the Sooners' attention when they signed him. 2-0 pitch, dribbled foul, 2-1. By the way, Matt Hopkins threw a total of 69 pitches. And we'll get you the final numbers on him in just a moment. He did have two strikeouts and two walks. 2-1, breaks in for a strike, 2-2. He gave up seven hits and five runs, three of which were earned through three innings of work. He also had two wild pitches, didn't hit anybody. 2-2, high and off the glove of Logan Rutledge. He'll pick it up and the runners will advance. What do you think on that one, Brady? Pass ball or a wild pitch?
Pass ball.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought he looked like he had it, and I think he was ready to just pick the ball out before he saw it into his glove all the way. 3-2, grounded past Dehas over past the third base side to the wall. That scores two, and Dan Pruitt might have more than two here. Yep, he's going to go to third or try to get there anyway. Matt Connerly cuts off the relay throw, throws to third base, and Pruitt is there safely. So Dan Pruitt with an RBI triple that scores two, getting home Jace Fixico and Dom Trevino. It is 7-1, Enid Majors trailing the Oklahoma Expos. John Cups, who is 1-for-2 with a single, and he reached on an error. Left-hander watches that go by him for ball one. 1-0 pitch. 2-0. Young, I see what Lakin Young is trying to do. He's trying to speed this game up as much as he can to try to get the majors out of this, but Expos can play a lot of different styles. 2-0, strike, 2-1.
Yeah, they sure can, John. They're very impressive today.
Be interesting to see who the Expos get in the Connie Mack National Regional. 2-1 high fly ball into foul territory. Three guys going after it, and Dehas, Connerly, and Graves. And none of them can get there as the ball rolls up on the grass, foul. Because they can make some noise against whoever they go up against. The winner of that National Regional here in July goes to the World Series in Farmington, New Mexico. 2-2, lofted outside, ball three. Runner on third is Dan Pruitt. 3-2 pitch. Chased it and missed. Strike three. Lake and Young threw John Cupp some high cheese.
Really, the majors only down six here. If they can get out of this jam, still in this ball game.
Yep.
Despite four errors, Sean.
Yep. That's a lot for them. We haven't seen them have that kind of a defensive night. Pitch in to Britt Brown, who is 1-for-1 in this game with a single and a walk. Strike. I think defensively, the Majors had only had 21 errors coming into this game through 20 games. The 0-1 looped out onto the street, foul 0-2. So you'd average that out over 20 games. That's only one error a game, and here tonight they've had four in game one of our doubleheader. 0-2 to Britt Brown. High and inside, ball one. Blake and Young slightly different from Matt Hopkins. He has more off-speed pitches that he likes to go to. The 1-2, like that one right there. Nasty slider. We got him to swing and miss, and the inning is over. So, the Expos get two more, though, in the top of the fourth, and they extend their lead to 7-1 over the Enid Majors through 3.5 innings of play. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
1390 KCRC.
The lead is 7-1 now for the Oklahoma Expos. They have scored at least two runs in every inning but the third, where they left the bases loaded. Majors have to get some work going here in the bottom of the fourth, down 7-1. And Ben Marino starts us off and sees a ball thrown from Taylen Phillips. Phillips has allowed that solo home run to E.J. Taylor. Other than that, he has a strikeout, no walks. 1-0 pitch inside, ball two. And it's just been very crisp and solid. We'll see E.J. Taylor in this inning. It's Ben Marino, Matt Connerly, and then Taylor. Batters 2, 3, and 4 in the Majors' order. The 2-0, Marino tops it high in the air, off the turf, grabbed by Fixico. He's able to throw the speedy Marino out at first. One down. Jansen GMC is celebrating 50 years serving Enid. They're proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot. Jansen GMC, 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. Happy to support the Enid Majors this summer. Matt Connerly, who is now playing shortstop in this game, fouls this pitch off, 0-1. Started off as the third baseman, moved over to short when Lake and Young came in to pitch. But he hit one hard and deep to center. Alex Peterson went back quickly and got it. E.J. Taylor comes over and gives the home plate umpire some stray foul ball that was just hit by Connerly. And an impressive outing here for the Expos. 0-1. Strike on the outside corner, 0-2. These two teams will play another game after this one in a doubleheader. 0-2. Hit hard down the left field line, but that will slice foul. An 83-mile-an-hour fastball from Taylen Phillips.
Yeah, John, I'm really looking forward to seeing Troxell throw against these Expos.
Yep. 0-2. Down and away, ball one. The other problem is Troxell's had a few hard luck losses this summer.
He sure has.
Where he's pitched really well, but things in the game just don't go your way. 1-2, put in play over towards short. Low throw by Fixico, and they're going to say the first baseman dug the ball out of there, Dan Pruitt, as he was falling over and was able to grab it in the nick of time to tap on the bag and get Matt Connerly. That was close, but it ends up being the second out for the Expos. And that brings up E.J. Taylor. Well, he has been the only guy for the Majors that's done anything in this game. He hit that solo home run, curveball, a strike, 0-1. Everybody else has not been able to get a hit off Taylen Phillips. Let's see if Taylor can get another one off him here. 0-1. Inside corner for a strike, 0-2. His dad, very supportive of him. He's in every majors game, and every time he comes up to bat, his dad takes cell phone video of it, so you know that cell phone video he got in the second inning will be a nice little family gift that he'll play at family gatherings. 0-2 goes off the catcher's leg, Drew White, 1-2. He's getting every ounce of this video right now, the 1-2. I think Taylor thought that was going to be strike three, and I thought it was too. It was right over the heart of the plate.
Yeah.
But Taylor just might have dodged a bullet there. Two balls, two strikes. And the payoff. Didn't dodge a bullet that time. Struck out looking as it just barely got the outside corner. And another 1-2-3 inning for the majors as the Oklahoma Expos lead them 7-1 going to inning number five. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
Sin. It's not just doing bad things, it's a broken relationship with God the Father. You and I have both sinned and fall short of God's glory. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We won't make you rich or promise a perfect life, nor heal your bruised inner child, but we will show you the real Jesus, the Son of God in flesh, who paid for the world's sins on the cross. Yours too. In Him you have peace with God. To find out more, check the yellow pages for a Lutheran church near you.
We're here to help your ag business keep growing. Farm Credit of Enid offers you lease options that make good financial sense. When you lease buildings or equipment like combines, tractors, or irrigation systems, you get tax advantages at competitive terms. Talk to our ag business specialists and lease where you get the most. Farm Credit of Enid.
KCRC.
Well, it's been an impressive display for the Oklahoma Expos. A lot of the local fans here in Enid saw them just win the Connie Mack Regional Qualifier on Sunday over the Catalyst Cardinals 5-4. And here they are back at David Allen Ballpark, beating up on the Enid Majors here in game one of the doubleheader. They lead 7-1. Jacob Brooks is up first and takes the ball from Lakin Young, the relief pitcher. 1-0, ripped it and missed, 1-1. So, really impressive showing here by the Expos, and the Majors have played a tough game defensively. I don't mean that tough in a good way. They've committed four errors as that one's fouled off, one ball, two strikes. Jacob Brooks has struck out twice. That was to the starter, Matt Hopkins, who went three innings. We're in the top of the fifth now. The 1-2 nearly hit Brooks in the head. He had to duck to get away from that pitch. And the 2-2, driven high in the air to deep center. Ben Marino coming over, waving off Seth Graves, and he catches it for the first down. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Rick's Pharmacy. Every customer at Rick's Pharmacy receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile at 811 West Randolph in Enid. John Harder Jr. is up. He's 1-for-2 with a run scored. Sees a strike thrown, 0-1 from Lakin Young. Here are the guys who have scored runs for the Expos. Peterson, Fixico, Lord, White, and Harder. And Harder hit that ball softly, foul. Next pitch from Young. Almost hit him in the head. And it's a ball. Are they going to say that it did hit him?
A foul ball there, John.
Yeah, I think they're going to say it's a foul ball. I don't know. Unless it may have grazed his bat. Yeah.
Foul ball?
It's a foul ball, so it's called a strike. It's one ball, two strikes the count to John Harder Jr. Makes contact on the next pitch. Pop fly going after it is Logan Rutledge, and he's going to run out of room. He threw off his catcher's mask. Boy, if you're the Majors, you just need a really quick inning out of the Expos here. Something that has not happened through the first four innings. But the bottom of the order has had some issues for the Expos. Beyond that, though, they've been awfully good. Low and outside, ball two, 2-2. There's a dribbler over to third, glove by Diaz. He bobbled it, then it goes back into his glove, and he's able to recover and throw out John Harder. Whew. Garrett Diaz had some trouble with that initially. He bobbled it, but he was able to scoop and throw to first and get John Harder Jr. There's two outs now in the top of five. Alex Peterson has hit into a double play, flown out to right, walked and scored in the first. But the lead stays at a half dozen for the Oklahoma Expos over the majors, 7-1. Fastball from Lakin Young. Misses down low, 1-0. The next pitch. Foul over towards third, and Danny Brazaban, the Oklahoma Expos head coach, coaching at third base, scoops it up. And there is activity in the Oklahoma Expo bullpen, apparently. Yes, there is. The guy that's warming up is Ethan Self. 1-1. Dribbler foul, 1-2. Self is a guy that I saw two nights in a row when the Enid Plainsmen played Moore during the spring, and that was a tough two-game series. Moore played them tough here at David Allen Ballpark. The Plainsmen came back and won after losing a heartbreaker there at Moore the night before. The 1-2 pitch, low and inside, 2-2. Moore didn't have the greatest season record-wise, but to me, you can't go by that when you play Moore. They're always tough no matter what the record is. The 2-2, got him on the inside corner looking. Alex Peterson doesn't look like he agrees with the call, but it is a strikeout, and that is a 1-2-3 inning for the Oklahoma Expos. Now the majors have to start getting the bats going in the bottom of the fifth when we come back. 7-1 Expos. This is Majors Baseball on KCRC.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid stay. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
1390 KCRC.
Number 21, third baseman Garrett Diaz.
As we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, the Enid Majors come up trailing 7-1 against the Oklahoma Expos, who are 18-5 on the year. Garrett Diaz on his first swing, drives that one into right, and it will land right in front of Britt Brown, the right fielder. Love the effort there by Garrett, going right after the first pitch and blooping it into right field for a base knock. That's just the second hit of the game for the Enid Majors. Brings up Lakin Young, who's 0-for-1 in this game with a ground out to short. Pitch. Strike on a fastball. You can turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction. Serving Oklahoma and Southern Kansas for 35 years. Call Kuntz Roofing today, 580-541-3155. 0-1 offering to Lakin. Low and outside, ball one. Well, patience is the name of the game for the majors right now, isn't it, Brady? Can't get all six of them back in a hurry.
Yeah, it sure is. I wouldn't be surprised if Chris tells his hitters.
As Young chops that over to second, and he's not going to be able to field it as Fixico, who's made a lot of really good plays tonight, but he's not able to field that one. But that'll be a hit for the majors, because even if Fixico did have that, yeah, he wasn't going to get Lakin Young at first, and he wasn't going to get Diaz at second because Diaz had a good jump on it. All right, majors have their best threat going of the night. They've got runners on first and second in the bottom of the fifth with nobody out. And Logan Rutledge coming up. First pitch bounces to home plate. Throw it back to second. Good effort by Drew White as he was almost able to get Garrett Dehas, but he slid back safely. 1-0.
You know, if the Union Majors can get a couple runs here, build some confidence, kind of hit around Mr. Phillips a little bit. You never know what can happen, John.
Now there is, like I said, Ethan Self is warming up in the bullpen. 0-1, ripped and missed, 0-2. Now here's what's interesting. The Majors have only have had their pitchers pitch a combined total, what, of 106 pitches?
106 pitches for the Union Majors, and Phillips has only thrown 45.
Man, now that goes to show you the importance of the mound in baseball. The 0-2, I guess that was strike two that time. Okay, the count's 1-2.
But that shows you also how well these Expos hitters are taking and being patient. But they have 8 hits as well.
Yeah, they do. And the 1-2, rifled back up the middle by Rutledge for a base hit. Scooped up by Peterson, and he throws a long ball over the home plate. Dehas thought about possibly going home, but he held up. Now, the ball did take a really friendly hop for the Expos off the wall, back into the catcher's glove of Drew White. So it's just a single for Rutledge. But it loads the bases up for the Majors. Zach Goodwin to the dish.
I really like that call by Richie Tarango, holding Dehas with only zero outs. Don't want to ruin a rally here.
Yep. And you're down 6 runs, so you're going to need every one of these runs on base right now. 7-1, Expos leading the Majors. And a swing and a hack foul by Zach Goodwin. Goodwin has been struggling this summer. He is 5 of 33. A 156 batting average. But he's got a chance to really bolster it here. 0-1 from Taylen Phillips. And he bloops that into right. That could get down, and it does! Zach Goodwin's able to land that right in front of Alex Peterson, who gets it back in quickly. It's an RBI single for Rutledge, for Goodwin, rather, that scores Garrett Dehas. And it is 7-2 Expos. Fourth hit of the inning already for the Majors. Still nobody out. And Isaac Hempfling up for Enid. He grounded out in the third. So the Majors, who had had a hard time getting the bats going, they have 4 hits now in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch to Hempfling outside, ball one, throw back over to first by Drew White. He is not able to get Dan Pruitt.
And that's the last thing you want there, John, is to get picked off or something with a rally going.
Yeah.
So good thing he got back there.
Had a good attempt there by Drew White to try to get him. Outside and low for ball two to Isaac Hempfling.
Got to be taken here 2-0, I would think, here.
He winds and fires. Rips and misses, does Isaac Hempfling. Isaac Hempfling this summer, 4 for 16. He's hitting 250. Isaac does have 1 run batted in and 1 run scored. Down and away, ball 3. He's putting together a nice at bat here, though. 3-1. In the walk department, Hempfling has not been able to draw a walk yet. You walk Hempfling here, you load the bases for the top of the order man, Seth Graves, which would be a guy you'd want to have up here if you're the Majors. 7-2, Oklahoma Expos have the upper hand here, leading by 5. But the Majors in the bottom of the fifth inning have the bases loaded. 3-1 pitch to Hempfling from Phillips, and a line drive caught on the run right back over to Jace Fixico, and then he throws to second and doubles off Logan Rutledge. I don't know why Rutledge was running that far away from second base. He gets doubled off, and now there's 2 outs. So now we have runners on first and third with 2 outs, and Seth Graves coming up. Graves takes ball one.
Seth Graves, the plate number 18, left fielder.
looked pretty clear. It was going to be just a little.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was a line drive shot right there. It's just, well, Graves hits a towering shot into right center. This could score a couple of guys. It lands over Alex Peterson's head and to the wall. Graves is going to try to go to third base, and he's gunned out.
He scored.
So the run before Graves got tagged out did come across, so that will count. So Graves does bat home those two runners, but then in unwise fashion, rounded second and tried to go for third, and Graves is tapping his chest going back to the dugout saying, that was my bad. But the Majors do get three runs in the bottom of the fifth, and now it's 7-4 Expos going to the sixth. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
John Bowers, I know that Messer Bowers is an independent insurance agency. What does that really mean?
Ricky, it means that Messer Bowers is free to represent you when you have a claim, and that we can help you analyze your exposures to obtain the best coverage available from the entire insurance industry, not just one company. So we can help you get exactly the coverage you need at the lowest cost, and then we can represent you and your interests first. And with over 80 years in business, we have the experience to represent you well.
Sounds like the best of all worlds, John.
Best carriers, best service, best advice, best premiums. Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
1390 KCRZ.
Well, the Majors got three runs in the bottom of the fifth, but they also had a couple of base-running gaffes that cost them potentially a couple more runs. So the good news is they cut into the deficit. The bad news is they still trail the Oklahoma Expos 7-4 going to the sixth. Lake and Young still pitching on in relief of Matt Hopkins, and he almost hit Jace Fixico on the first pitch but threw it too far inside. One ball, no strikes. Fixico in this game, 1-for-3 with a 2-run score. Pitch missed again for ball two. Lake and Young trying to work quickly here. The 2-0 offering. Outside, ball three. Now the Majors haven't walked anybody since the first inning. There were two walks dealt by the starter, Matt Hopkins, but Young in danger of doing that, but he throws a strike down the heart of the plate to Fixico that time. 3-1. 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Expos. 3-1 pitch, a strike, and it's 3-2. The batter, Fixico, threw his bat over towards the dugout, thinking that it was ball four. Instead, it was strike two. Gets the bat back and stands back in the batter's box from the left side against the right-handed Lake and Young. And the payoff, there's ball four. It was a hard-earned ball four, but that's what it was. The bike shop is Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer. With the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories, let Micah and the crew at the bike shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. Plus, if you tell Micah you heard this ad, you'll get 10% off your next Oakley purchase at the bike shop. Landon Lord is up, and he fouls the first pitch off to the right, 0-1. Lord is 1-for-3 with a run scored. He has also driven in 2 runs. 4 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors, though, for the Enid Majors. This is the first game in a doubleheader. 0-1. Pop fly, foul. 0-2. So after this first game, I'm sure we'll have probably about 20 minutes in between games, and then we will start the second one. Throw to first base by Young as he tries to pick off Fixico, who scampers back safely. Oh, 2. Missed outside and low. Ball 1.
Another stat I've noticed, John, is the Enid Majors have 4 walks. And the Expos haven't had any walks. We've had to earn every run we've gotten. And no errors for the Expos.
1-2. Line back up the middle. That lands for a hit. And the Expos have runners on first and second with nobody out in the top of the sixth. Interstate Off Battery Center. You looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate Off Battery Center of Enid. They've got it all. Interstate Off Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need at 5601 West Garriott Road in Enid. Proud to support the Enid Majors baseball team this year. Drew White swings and powers the first pitch of this at-bat into the gap, and that will land off the wall. Picked up by Marino. He throws it back in, but two runs will score. Cut off by Matt Connerly on the throw. That is an RBI double by Drew White. That ball was almost out of here, and he crushed it. That scores Bixico and Lord, and now the Expos lead is back to 5. 9-4.
Looks like the left fielder kind of gave up on it a little early. Maybe he thought the wall was coming, or
Did you notice that, John? Yeah, I thought he might have just thought the ball went out of the park, and then I saw Marino come up and pick the ball up and throw it in. And the majors are just going to intentionally walk Dan Pruitt here, the Oklahoma commit. He did have an RBI triple back in the fourth. They're going to let him take first base. That brings up John Cupps, who's 1-for-3. And Cupps takes a strike, 0-1. So, the Expos strike right back with two runs and two hits in this inning. There's still nobody out in the top of six. 0-1. Down and away, ball one to John Cupps. He's reached on an error in the first, singled in the third, struck out swinging in the fourth. 1-1 pitch on its way. Way low and outside, 2-1. The only inning the Expos haven't gotten at least a hit or a run was in the fifth. 2-1. Chased it and missed. 2-2. And it looks like the majors are going to have activity in the bullpen. 2-2. Lined into right. Hempfling is there. Double clutches, then throws in to E.J. Taylor. But yet another hit for the Oklahoma Expos. They've loaded the bases. That is their 11th hit of the game. They have out-hit the majors 11-6. And Britt Brown, who is 1-for-2 with a walk, stands on in. You have White on third, Pruitt on second, and Cupps at first. Lakin Young's pitch goes way high and to the wall, and on a wild pitch coming home, Drew White. 10-4. One proud Enid Majors baseball summer. Enid Majors baseball sponsor this summer is Godfather's Pizza, voted the best pizza in Enid, located at 2101 West Owen K. Garriott Road in Enid. That is Godfather's Pizza. The 1-0 pitch. High to Britt Brown, 2-0. So now there's runners on second and third for the Expos. Still nobody out. A shot into left there by Brown. And it will get dropped by Matt Connerly, and that will score Dan Pruitt. So Connerly looked like he possibly had a glove on that, but it was a little bit high. And it drops over him for a base knock. So that'll be an RBI single.
Here's the left field number 8, Jacob Brooks.
For Britt Brown. And Jacob Brooks is up, and he fouls this pitch back to the wall.
All in all, John, everything's going well for the Expos. They're playing well, and the Enid Majors just haven't had it today.
Nope, just haven't had it in this first game. That's the good thing. It's a doubleheader, so they can come right back and try to get back on track in game number two. The 0-1 chased it and missed, did Brooks. 0-2. He's 0-for-3 on the night. Two strikeouts and a flyout to center. Throw back to second by Young. Almost was able to pick off Cupps, but he got his slide in to the bag.
And you know you're going to have Colton Troxell for you on the mound, and you know he's going to give it his all tonight for you.
Looks like the pitcher warming up in the bullpen for the majors is Brandon Kuntz. The 0-2, fastball, skied up in the air, and it hits the roof foul. So here's how this inning started. A walk to Fixico, single by Lord, a double by Drew White, which scored those two. A walk to Pruitt, single by Cupps, and then a single by Brown. The 0-2. Inside, ball one. So the Expos have four runs in this inning. They have four hits, and they lead 11-4 over the Enid Majors. 1-2, put in play over to third. There's Garrett Diaz getting it. He'll step on third and get one, throw to first, and it goes low and wide of Taylor. Taylor will pick it up and hold it, make sure that Britt Brown can't score. So it'll be a 5 fielder's choice. Grounded into by Brooks, but then he gets to get on base by way of the throwing error from Dehas, which is an E5. So runners on the corners now for the Expos. Breaking ball strike to John Harder, who is 1-for-3 with a run scored today. Expos lead it 11-4 now in the top of the sixth with one out. 0-1. Curveball again sent over to Dehas. He'll pick up and throw to second. There's one on to first. Call him safe. So that'll be a fielder's choice. 5-4. It gets Jacob Brooks, but Harder goes in safely to first, and Harder Jr. just got an RBI. Scoring Britt Brown. 12-4 is the lead for the Oklahoma Expos, and ball one is thrown to Alex Peterson. He's 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Young kicks and fires. 1-0 chop foul, 1-1. One proud Majors Baseball sponsor is the Bank of Kremlin. They've got 5 locations to serve you in Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goltree, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know, that's the Bank of Kremlin. Proud to support the Majors. Member FDIC, the 1-1 pitch. Low and inside, ball 2. Boy, Lakin Young has just been like a speedster on the mound with this delivery of his. Doesn't waste a whole lot of time.
Yeah, he sure is. I really like his tempo, really keeping his fielders involved.
2-1. Dribbled over towards short. Picking it up is Connerly. Throws to first, and the inning finally comes to an end. But the entire order came up for the Expos in that top of the sixth. They get 5 runs on 4 hits. There was an error. They leave one man on base. And it's 12-4. Expos extend their lead over the Majors going into the bottom of the sixth. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ball game. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid stay. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
1390 KCRC.
We open up the bottom of the sixth inning with a new pitcher for the Oklahoma Expos. It is Ethan Self. He'll relieve Taylen Phillips. And the Expos, right as the Majors started to make this thing interesting, they got 3 runs in the bottom of the fifth to get back within 3, trailing 7-4. But then the Expos get 5 runs in the top of the sixth, and their lead is now 12-4 over the Majors. Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home has always had a vision to continue serving the Enid community with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid and the surrounding areas for over 40 years with compassionate service and dedication. Stop by and see them today at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid, or go to their website, LadislawEvans.com, to learn more. In your time of need, Ladislaw Evans is there for you. First man up in this inning is Ben Marino, who fouls off the first pitch from Ethan Self. So the final numbers on Taylen Phillips, he had 2 strikeouts, no walks. Didn't have a wild pitch or didn't hit anybody. Gave up 4 runs, the 0-1, fouled back by Marino, 0-2. He did allow 5 hits. And all 4 of those runs he gave up were earned, but he's in line to get the win. 0-2 from Self to Marino, who's 0-2 today. Now he's 0-3, strikeout looking. Well, Brady, you were an Enid Majors baseball player, and you were talking, and I with you and I were talking between the break here about how you have days like this, and you just got to get through it. It's not easy, but you just have to do it.
Yeah, you got to learn from it. You got to learn what you did wrong here, and you just got to put it behind you. I mean, nothing went right for you today. Five errors, four walks. Just not a good day for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, the good thing is, we got another game in about 30 minutes,
yep,
possibly. So.
After this one's over. Matt Connerly is 0-2, and he is already behind in this count, 0-2. He's flown out to center and grounded out to short. 0-2 pitch on its way. Dribbled back over to second base, and fielding it is John Harter Jr. He'll throw out Connerly at first. So the Majors, by the way, have to get at least a run here, or they will... This game's going to end early via the run rule. Janssen GMC is celebrating 50 years serving Enid. They're proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Janssen GMC. 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. E.J. Taylor, remember, homered earlier in this game in the second and struck out looking in the fourth and nearly got hit by that pitch by Ethan Self. And it's 1-0 to E.J. The 1-0 pitch breaks down and in, 2-0. 12-4, Oklahoma Expos all over the Enid Majors here in game one of the doubleheader. And the 2-0 got by the catcher Drew White to the wall, 3-0. If Taylor can stay alive, it'll be Garrett Dehas next, who singled and then came around to score in the fifth. 3-0 pitch to EJ, ball four. E.J. Taylor's been good in that department for the Majors. Been very patient at the plate. He just got his seventh walk of the summer. A four-way tie in that category, by the way, for the Majors for second with Connerly, Dehas, Masters, and Lake and Young. Actually, a five-way tie. Now you have E.J. Taylor, who just got his seventh walk. And now Garrett Dehas will try to move him over.
So the ball got by him, John. And the catcher is ball four, and he kept trying to ask for a ball from the umpire, and the umpire wouldn't give it to him.
Yeah. Dehas sees a strike thrown, 0-1, 84 miles an hour on the fastball from Ethan Self, graduated from Moore High School. We saw Ethan pitch against the Enid Plainsmen earlier this year. A high fly ball by Dehas. This could end the game, and it is caught over at short by Jace Fixico. And that will do it for game one of the doubleheader. So,
no runs for the Majors in the bottom of the sixth
which
inning.
I think it will, or maybe will it not. Yep, that does it. So, the Expos win game one of the doubleheader, 12-4, and we will have the second game coming up shortly, but before that, we'll put a wrap on this one. We come back in just a moment. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
At Messer Bowers Insurance, we are independent insurance agents and have been since 1926. We represent top-line national insurers like State Auto Insurance that offer the best in coverage at competitive premiums, but most of all, we represent you, our insured. So, you get the best of all worlds, the best coverage for your home, cars, and business, and an agent that advises you and represents you, not the insurance company. If you have ever experienced that feeling of being alone in the world when you have a claim, you should give us a try. An agent that protects you and won't sing the company song. 90 years strong, Messer Bowers Insurance.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford Lincoln and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Linda.
Bob, welcome back. How was your vacation?
It was fantastic.
Wow, you look wonderful. I don't think I've ever seen you this relaxed.
It was a great escape and the perfect family getaway. Connie and I got some quality time with the kids, and the four of us had a blast. Of course, we also made some time for just the two of us to unwind together. No stress, no worries, just total relaxation.
That sounds heavenly.
Yeah, who wouldn't want a vacation like that?
So, where did you go, Bob?
Time to share your little secret. Where is this perfect destination? Europe? The islands?
Our backyard.
Your backyard?
Yep, in our brand new hot spring spa.
Backyard vacation? Year-round getaway? Family retreat? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
Do you need money fast? Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483.
On the baseball field, it's important to be able to count on your teammates. Looking for a teammate you can bank on? You've found one at the Bank of Kremlin. They'll offer you a wide variety of services, including loans, CDs, and always great customer service. They are the team that offers more at the Kremlin, North Enid, Goltree, and Drummond branches, and at 430 South Oakwood, the Bank of Kremlin, banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer. For only $79.95, Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today. 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
1390 KCRZ.
Well, the first part of this doubleheader for the Enid Majors, let's just say it didn't go the way they wanted. They fall to the Oklahoma Expos 12-4 with game two coming up shortly. The Majors lose this one 12-4. They drop to 10-11 on the season. They had four runs on six hits with five errors. They left one man stranded on base. The winning pitcher for the Oklahoma Expos was Taylen Phillips, who had five innings pitched. He gave up five hits, four runs. He had two strikeouts, no walks. Ethan Self then came in and pitched the last inning and gave up no hits or runs. He had a walk and a strikeout. For the Enid Majors pitching staff, the losing pitcher was Matt Hopkins, who went three innings. He gave up seven hits, five runs, three of which were earned. He had two walks, two strikeouts, threw two wild pitches. Lakin Young then pitched the last three innings. He had one wild pitch, four walks, four strikeouts, seven runs allowed, six of which were earned, and five hits given up. Let's do the hitting numbers first for the Oklahoma Expos. They had 12 runs on 12 hits. Alex Peterson was 0-for-4 with a walk and a run scored. Jace Fixico, 1-for-3 with a walk and three runs scored. Landon Lord was 2-for-4 with two runs scored and two runs batted in. Drew White, 3-for-3 with three runs scored, three RBI and a hit by pitch. Dan Pruitt was 1-for-3 with a walk, a run scored, and two RBI. John Cupps, 2-for-4. Britt Brown, 2-for-3 with a run scored and an RBI. Jacob Brooks was 0-for-4. John Harder was 1-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI. For the Enid Majors, Seth Graves was 1-for-3 with two runs batted in. Ben Marino was 0-for-4. Matt Connerly was 0-for-3 as well. E.J. Taylor was 1-for-2 with that solo home run that he hit. He also drew a walk. Garrett Dehas, 1-for-3 with a run scored. Lakin Young, 1-for-2 with a run scored. Logan Rutledge was 1-for-2. Zach Goodman was also 1-for-2 with a run scored and an RBI. Isaac Kempling was 0-for-2 there. The Majors had four runs on six hits. They were plagued in that game by five errors, and they left one man on base. They're now 10-11. The Expos are 19-5, And game two between these two is coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll have it back here for you right around 6 o'clock. You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports. We'll talk to you in about 15 or 20 minutes.
You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball has been brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Jansen GMC, Kuntz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza,